The Supreme Court is expected to decide the fate of health care reform this week. Meanwhile, many young adults are reaping the benefits of the new law. Because of student loans, low incomes, high unemployment, and living with their parents, the provision of health care reform that lets parents bring children under age 26 onto their health care plans as dependents is working for young adults. U.S. News and World Report's business and economics reporter Danielle Kurtz-Laban writes about it, and she joins us live now to talk about it. How are you doing, Danielle?
Great. Thanks for having me.
So there's been an increase in the number of young adults with health coverage, but there are still some dangerous gaps. What are they?
Right. Well, some of the biggest gaps really are among people who are low income. So, you know, like we keep seeing and keep saying, you know, that the gap between the richest and the poorest Americans has grown, and this is, at least by the results of this study, shows just one more way.
Is this because the parents of these young adults can't afford to insure them?
In part. I mean, in part, it's also that, you know, some of those parents just don't have insurance. Now, one example of this can be seen in the statistics. So 40% of adults aged 19 to 29 had some sort of insurance gaps in the last year. However, 70% of young adults from households at 133% of the federal poverty level, which is roughly $14,000 a year. That's not much money. 70% of those young adults experienced some sort of insurance gap last year, versus only 22% for people at 400% or more of the federal poverty level. That's around $40,000-ish, give or take. So what we're seeing is that people who are poor really are at risk of being made even poorer because, you know, as we all know, medical bills can really stack up, especially if you're uninsured.
And while adding these 19 to 25-year-olds to their parents' health care coverage, those who can afford it is helping to ease the financial burdens of this age group. It's affecting the workplace. How so?
Well, it depends on who you ask, of course. But you have some people, particularly some people on the right, some healthcare opponents, who do say that make the argument that this really detracts from job opportunities. That really that this provision makes it worse because the provision, of course, allows people under 26 to stay on their parents' plans as dependents. But what these people say is, you know, that the paying for that coverage has to come from somewhere. And, you know, it can come out of wages, it comes out of employees' pockets, and it also means that employers will not want to hire as many people, which means fewer jobs, which means, you know, fewer jobs for those young people. And, you know, so it's sort of a vicious cycle. That argument is out there, and many people do make it.
All right. Well, that's what one side is saying.
That is what one side is saying. Yes.
Right.
The other side of it, of course, is that this keeps money in young people's pockets and allows them to go out and, you know, aside from pay for their medical care, pay for the rest of their basic necessities, thus keeping the economy going.
All right, Danielle. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Danielle Kurtz-Laban, business and economics reporter for U.S. News and World Report.